Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I'm going to be sincere now, so just stop what you're doing for a second. This doesn't happen that often, so let's just try and make it a bit of an event, shall we? Can I just say, if you are one of the people who have just tuned into this show in the afternoons, or to Radio 1 as a whole, can I just say thank you to you? And I really mean that. I'm not taking it away from you lot that listen all the time and were there already, because you're also brilliant. But thank you to our new listeners, which we do have thousands of. And so does Chris Moyles, and so does Fern Cotton, and so does Greg James. Who? Greg James. So it's all good. And thank you so much. It's really nice to know, seriously, that you're out there every day, and that I'm not just talking, or me and Becky are not just talking to ourselves in a small box in London on our own. Really good, thanks.
It's even better news, because do you remember you said that you would buy a bottle of wine for every new listener?
Now, when did I say that? You're getting confused with the busted thing.
No. It was January the 3rd, 2010, at approximately 4:42.
No, see, I know you really well now, and I can tell in your eyes when you're making something up.
Actually, sorry, yes, January the 4th.
No, you're making that up.
I'll have rosé, please.
I can tell you're lying.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I had an awful night last night.
Why?
Seriously, a life low point. I went out for a run and took some money with me so I could get some, like, groceries on the way home. But I didn't take much money. I didn't take my wallet or anything, just enough.
What do Mills groceries consist of, please?
Mostly, what did I get? Some yoghurt, some fruit, a copy of Heat magazine, a new one, some Special K cereal, others are available. Just, you know, random things like that. So I go to the supermarket after my run, and I get carried away and I buy quite a lot. Mm. And then realise I didn't actually have enough money. I thought I had my wallet with me, but obviously I just took enough for the run just to get home. Rubbish. This is after the nice man had put them all through the till as well.
Were you really sweaty and out of breath at this point?
Yeah.
Not from the fear of not being
able to pay.
There
wasn't a perfect V shape on my top. Just a big red tomato head.
Excellent.
So he's like, that's £21, please. I'm like, oh my God, I've spent quite a lot. Fish into my pocket. I've got a tenner. That's it. Gutted. Have you ever done this? Have you ever had to put items back?
No.
It's so awful. You have to kind of think, well, what do I want to put back? What do I really need? So the Special K was off.
Is there a big queue building at this point?
Yeah, people going...
Like when people use loads of coupons.
And also people, you know, when they get really annoyed and they start moving from side to side in the queue? Like a kind of angry pigeon?
Yeah.
They're doing that and going... So, yeah, the Special K, the yoghurt, obviously didn't really need the Heat magazine to be able to survive. So that went awful. And, someone upstairs earlier said that it happened to them. And what you should do in this situation is go, hang on a second, I've just forgotten the bread, and then I'll come back. And then you go to get the bread, but accidentally scoot out the back door. There wasn't a back door to the supermarket. Awful. And sorry to Gemma from upstairs, who had just completed the run with me and had to witness all this.
Was it Gemma that normally runs off for the bread?
Hmm?
The person upstairs who normally runs off for the bread. Who's that?
Gemma, yeah.
It was Gemma?
Yeah. So, sorry to that West London supermarket last night. I'm so sorry. I didn't even put the items back myself.
So you just left them all there?
No, the man was so angry, he took the orange bag away from me and went, okay, I'll take it. And obviously put them back himself. So I'm really sorry. It's never happened to me before. I'll try not to let it happen again, but it was awful. Like I said, a life low point so far.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's happened to loads of people. I don't feel so bad now. See, that's why I like it on this show. You can say something and you think that's awful. Loads of people have done it.
There's some dispute on the text as to whether it was your all-time life low, because regular listeners are saying you've done a lot worse than that before.
I said one of them, didn't I?
No, I think you said it was the lifetime low.
Oh, okay. No, I'll take that back.
One of a few hundred.
Yeah. Mike's been on saying that he went for a haircut and then realised he had no money. What happens there? You've just had your hair done by them for like a good half hour. What do you do then? That's worse. Or, as someone's just done, try getting some petrol and then realise you don't have your wallet. See, I feel much better now. A lot of people accusing me of having quite a girly shop last night.
Well, it was.
Heat magazine, some vegetables, some yoghurt. All right then, I'll change it for you. Yeah, bought a Frey Bentos, bought some Lynx Voodoo. Yeah, a couple of cans, That better for you?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, I really need the loo. You may have heard earlier, there's been a loo problem today at Radio 1. Fern Cotton mentioned it for most of her show. And I really need to go now.
I've got some do you want some water?
No.
That might help.
Really not helping. Darn it!
What? It's just a bottle of really nice water. It's natural water drawn from the hills of Perthshire.
If you're in the loo now, downstairs at Radio 1, can you please get out? There's only one loo working down here. This is a problem for me. I'm doing that thing now. Does anyone else do this? Where they just rock back and forward?
No, because that might trigger it. Just cross your legs and stay still.
And I know when I get to the loo, it's going to be 10 times worse when I'm just about to get to the door. But I am absolutely desperate, so I'm being serious. Can you please get out of the loo now? Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, because that really helps, Becky. Thanks.
Oh! Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Ah, it's all fine, listeners. I don't normally keep you up to date with, you know, my toilet activities, but I just want you to know it's all fine now, and I'm ready to proceed with Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out your emails and texts, what you've been sending us this week. First one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Totso and the PR4L. Is it Liddy Day yet? Only the weather seems terribly changeable and I'm really not sure when exactly I should be digging out my Liddy equipment. So I thought I'd seek your expert opinion on the matter. Love you, you complete me. Helena, off of Edinburgh.
Well, Helena, this is a question that gets asked on our show every year. But when is Ladies' Day? Over to our resident lady, Becky Huxtable.
Well, I'd say you've got to be is there an official day for this?
Have you shaved yet?
Yeah, but that was you had to start, I think. If you haven't started now, you're a bit behind. It was with that hot spell about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
But now I'm kind of thinking, oh, that was a bit of a waste of time. Because that was for like 2 days, and now I think, oh.
If you don't know what Lady Day is, it's, well, you know what it's like in the winter. You don't maintain as well, do you? There's no point. No one's going to see anything. Like, you're wrapped up in leggings and tights and stuff, and but once the sun starts to come out and the weather gets to get a bit warmer, then's the time when Lady Day arrives and you know it's time to spruce up a bit. That's what Lady Day is, if anyone wanted to know. So it's been and gone, has it?
I think so, yeah. About 2 weeks ago.
Right, you better get to it then. Next!
Dear Scott and Becky, have you and Becky been to the cinema together lately? The Jennifer Lopez film The Backup Plan might be a good one for you both because she meets a man who runs a cheese shop. According to Mark Kermode on Radio 5 Live, they have a romantic encounter in a big cheese shed. Thought you might be interested. Love you. Sarah's mum, off of Essex.
They have it off with some cheese? I mean, in a cheese shed? Sounds like quite a good film, though.
Well, I heard someone on the train say this morning that it was not a good... Like, she went, oh, I went to see Backup Plan with my friend. Yeah, do not, no, really don't. But I don't know, I think I might go and see it just for the cheese bit. I love those cheese rooms. Do you go in them a lot or not?
I don't think I've ever been in a cheese room.
Have you not?
No.
In, like, in some supermarkets and some, like, posh kind of food shops.
What?
They have a whole room for cheese and it's all like refrigerated and they've got this big door which they shut behind you and then you're just stuck in like this world of cheese.
Like a secret room?
Yeah.
What's
amazing.
What's this like? Come in here. Yeah, this is the cheese room. Don't tell anyone.
Only certain people are allowed in at one time and then shut the door behind you and it's just like loads of tasting.
What, and then you have it off with them?
No. No, you tried loads of like different cheese.
I can't believe that Jennifer Lopez film is rubbish, because she's done some winners in the past. Wow. What are the chances of that? What was that awful one she did? The Cell. Remember that?
I don't even seen that one.
That stank as much as all of the cheese in the secret cheese room. Next.
Scott, did you hear? On the Sci-Fi Channel, here in the States anyway, last weekend, they showed a movie you'd love, Mongolian Death Worm. Hope it comes your way, Chris.
Ah, I think, Chris, we have a different sci-fi channel to you. Ours is now spelled S-Y-F-Y. Is it the same? Oh, hang on. Is it on? Don't break your computer trying to show me that one that doesn't speak. It's got... Oh, Sean Patrick Flannery and Victoria Platt in. Pratt. Victoria
Who are they?
Pratt. It's Mongolian Deathworm. Is that the UK sci-fi site? Don't know. Anyway, if it's not on yet, it will be on soon. Now, that sounds good.
What's
we can
about?
Make you watch it, and you'd sound like this again. What happened?
Oh, that's really scary. I don't like that one. I don't like these ones at all.
That's when we made you watch the Piranha films.
They were bad. They were really bad.
Mongolian Deathworm. If anyone from the Sci-Fi Channel is listening, can you please let us know when that's going to be on? I want to alert everybody. Next.
You have been awarded.
Oh, is this spam?
No, it sounds brilliant. What have we won?
Dear email user, you have been awarded £500,000 by the Microsoft Corporation.
Yes.
Email us your full name, telephone number, home address, gender and country for claims.
I'm not going to bother with that.
No, that sounds fine. They haven't asked for bank account details to transfer the money.
Dear email user, how personal. No, that's spam.
Really?
Are you going to do it?
Not even to try it.
Well,
what if I try it and then get £500,000 and you're like, oh, I wish I'd done that.
But that's not going to happen. I reckon now we'll get a lot of people who've received the same email texting into
us. Maybe they're feeling generous.
Next.
Hey, Scott and the gang.
Hi.
Please keep me anonymous in this as it's about my boss. His wife's ex is Jason Statham. How's that for making you feel a little inferior? If anyone ever mentions Jason or his films, all those in the know instantly slag him off and say his films are rubbish. If my boss is listening, then, this isn't about you. It's about someone else whose wife used to go out with Jason Statham. I mean, I imagine he had more than one girlfriend before he was famous.
This is, we talk about this quite a lot. When your parents went out with somebody famous before they met your mum or dad, and it's like, do they feel inferior because, you know, the new partner, because it used to be someone famous before them? What do we think? Jason Statham? Would you feel a bit jealous about that?
No, really not.
Absolutely not, no. No need to worry there. Next.
Smiley. Just wanted to hear the posh singing the Trollolol Man song. Smiley. Love, Beth, off of Devon. P.S. You complete me.
Oh, you complete me, Beth. How about this? If only
Smiley.
She was in time, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Are you scared of foxes, Becky?
I can't say I've had much interaction with them, although one did jump out in front of me at about eye level once when I was walking back and it jumped from a wall.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I went... But apart from that, no, if I just see one, I'm like, oh, it's a fox.
I have an irrational fear of them, I've decided.
Why?
They freak me out.
Why?
I was on my own in my house last night, and you know, I've got that little garden.
Mm-hmm.
There were four foxes. Four! Outside. Cutting right close to the window and my kind of patio door thing. Really scared. They're
and
like
what, just
wolves.
Just like circling the house, like wanting to come in.
Absolutely. And I texted a friend, and they were like, oh, God, lock your door. They are proper scary.
They wouldn't have been able to jump up and open it.
They turned off my sky.
The foxes turned off your sky?
Well, it was a coincidence that there were four foxes in the garden, and then my dishes there, and then suddenly went and cut out completely. So they were meddling with my sky. What could be next? Huh?
Wow.
Yeah. They're plotting. That's what they're doing. Four of them? I never see four foxes.
I think they must have made a nest in your garden.
It could be the neighbour upstairs who does keep feeding them, so well done to her.
I don't think it's called a nest, but that's what I wanted to call
nest
it for
of foxes.
The purposes of this conversation.
To me, they're like wolves.
Do you leave all your monkey bin bags out the back?
No.
That's what's attracting them. What's luring them in?
There's no litter out the back at all.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you're blaming it on your neighbour again?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, I just generally blame everything on her now. I don't like it at all. And they were coming right up to the window. Well, I
draw your curtains?
No, I was going to do what my friend suggested, and that was if you wee on the fence and or leave a lock of your hair outside, then they won't come back.
I think you should go for the lock of hair one first, because that sounds most believable. That sounds like it's going to work.
What, so if I leave...
Just cut a really big, I reckon about a 2 centimetre chunk out of the front of your hair, slightly tonight. To the left, okay. And then just attach it to the door with a red ribbon,
okay.
And then they won't ever come back.
Not being funny, but, like, I haven't actually got much hair at the moment.
That's why it'll look funny. Okay. I mean, that's why it'll work.
But not the weeing on the fence thing?
No, because I think that might antagonise your neighbour. I don't think we can advise people to just go around weeing willy-nilly.
Spotted! Can you imagine?
Scott Mills weeing in his own backyard.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast. Let's do this then.
Ow! What's occurring?
Right, the foxes come back tonight. I'm best off going to get some lion poo or just weeing on the fence, which the neighbour will not be happy with, I can tell you that now. For instance, I put a normal bin bag in the green recycling bin yesterday and it all went off. She wrote me a long note. It's like, well, maybe that was a mistake and maybe you could have just put it in there yourself, right, rather than writing me an A4 piece of paper, which would have taken you 5 times as long.
I love it when you talk about how red your face goes and your eyes bulge out and the vein starts throbbing at the side of your head.
So I won't be weighing on the fence, but I will go and collect some lion poo tonight. That'll do the trick. Now it's time for What's Occurring. Hi, Tom.
Now then, Scott, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Who's good. Tom Gutteridge?
Oh, Tom Gutteridge, yeah, I know him. He's from college.
Oh, okay. When was the last time you saw Tom?
When I was at college, which was end of February.
Oh, okay. What do you think I was just wondering what you think he might know about you that he may have told me.
I'd hate to think what he could have told you. There's many things that went on at college.
Oh, okay. I'd want to have a guess at what it is. You can make sure it's pretty broadcastable.
Getting drunk and being sick a few times, I suppose.
Being sick? Okay, what else could it be?
I fell over and a fence hit me on the head and I had to go to hospital once.
Not that. Anything else?
Nothing standing out, really. You're going to have to tell me.
Nothing else that you can think of?
No.
Oh. Yeah, it was just the fact that you can't hold your beer.
Oh, that's all right, then.
But I was hoping to get some much better gossip out of you. But it didn't actually
work.
Right, OK, let's play the game, then. How are you today, by the way? You all right?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, didn't it work.
OK. Right, last one of the week. Let's do it.
Oh! What's the kidding?
First one. Have you got a girlfriend or boyfriend at the moment, Tom?
Oh, I've got a girlfriend, Anna, yeah.
Where did you meet her?
At Young Farmers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you share a cider together?
Probably. Yeah. I can't really remember.
No stereotype at all there, Scott.
No.
Where did you meet your boyfriend, Becky?
Joe Wiley was the matchmaker in that one. He was working here, but I'd never met him, and he was leaving, and Joe wanted to take him up some donuts to say thank you. And she wouldn't go on her own because she was going to cry too much, so she dragged me up with her. And I met him there.
Oh, taking up some donuts, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite sweet, actually.
It was really sweet, and she cried her eyes out, bless her.
Oh.
I didn't really quite know what was going on at the time, but I thought it was quite funny.
Now, we went on to Stupid Street, and we asked them, where's the strangest place you have met a partner? Have you met any of your previous partners in a strange place?
No.
What about you, Tom?
Let me think. Not really very strange, just your pubs and that.
Right. I've got, how many are there?
What?
Previous partners.
Oh, loads. Loads and loads.
Yeah, loads, mate. Yeah. Couple of cans.
What is that voice you do for men?
It's me being the man. It was from earlier when I said that I only bought yoghurt and Heat magazine and some vegetables from the supermarket, and then people were texting going, oh, that's a real girly shop. So I went, I made it up and went, oh, yeah, bought some pies, couple of cans. That's where it came from. You asked. Anyway, we went to Stupid Street and we said, where's the strangest place you have met a partner? Bearing in mind the road that we're on, If you can guess any of the things they've said, I will give you a point, Becky.
Frozen food aisle of the supermarket. Bowling alley.
No, one guess.
Oh. I didn't even get to the dump.
Which one are you going for?
Supermarket.
Supermarket, good answer. Tom?
I'm going to say public toilets.
Okay. Are you sure you want to go with that answer?
Yeah, because the people on the street...
Yeah, I don't want to know why. Yeah, cool. We are Stupid Street. Where is the strangest place you've met a partner?
What's the strangest place you've ever met a girlfriend?
The clinic.
A clinic?
Yeah.
What clinic?
You know.
And how long did that relationship last?
About one day.
No, I met my boyfriend on the tube. Is that strange? We got together on the tube.
What's the strangest place you've ever met a girlfriend?
In a graveyard, I think.
What were you doing in the graveyard?
We were young, innit?
It's the strangest place you've ever met a girlfriend or boyfriend.
Mine was in a bathroom, I was being sick.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, he was on a date with my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was seeing someone else and then...
You stole him?
Yeah.
Finding out where's the strangest place you've ever met a future girlfriend?
A strip club, and I'm getting married in the next year.
I want to know the conclusion to that, really. Is he marrying the stripper? I wish we'd asked more.
Just finding out where's the strangest place you've ever met a future girlfriend?
A strip club, and I'm getting married in the next year.
Okay, are they connected?
Oh. Maybe he was on his stag do. For the one he's getting married to, and then the other one was his side piece for a bit, but I couldn't possibly comment.
I love the term side piece. I love it so much. Yeah, that's my side piece.
Don't introduce your side piece to anyone.
Oh yeah.
No, especially not as here's my side piece. Oh, you've Blake's never had an affair before.
Blake's not had a side piece. Anyway. No one gets any points. No points, sorry. Okay, next one. You know Martin Lewis, off of Money Saving Expert? He was on GMTV earlier. Now, this was sent in by one of our listeners. So thanks for that. He was making some really strange noises today on GMTV, sat next to Lorraine Kelly, according to one of our listeners. So it's a similar question. How many weird noises did Martin Lewis off of Money Saving make sat next to Lorraine Kelly, according to one of our Radio 1 listeners, today on GMTV, Tom?
18, I reckon.
18? Becky?
Yep.
3. I might have... Does this count? When he bangs his fist down?
No.
Okay, just stick with the previous answer.
Ow!
Here's Martin Lewis and his funny noises.
Martin Lewis is here, and straight away, this is a cracker, saving money on fuel.
Aircon. Traffic light turns green, you go... Traffic lights turn red. I'm finished and done. Zip.
You've saved us a fortune, Martin.
Oh. Oh, okay. This often happens where you're watching and think, oh, that'd be brilliant for What's Occurring, and then it's just 4. So Becky gets the point. There's only 4 there, Tom.
That's a shame, isn't it?
When we say that a listener suggested it, or me, then always go lower.
Right, OK.
In my experience.
I'll remember that.
Now, we've tried to jazz this up a bit, because it was a bit of a letdown, so this is the only thing we could think to do with it, really. There's Martin Lewis, Crazy Frog remix.
That was worth it.
Good. Oh! What's occurring?
Oh.
Do you know what? We're going to have an inquiry into the first question. A lot of people have said that Tom should get the point for public toilets because one of them was being sick in the loo when they met their partner. So we're not... sure at this stage whether it was a public loo or some loo in someone's house, but I think we should probably give it to him because he did say toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, you should as well.
You can have a point.
Thanks, Scott.
Which makes
Thanks,
it
Becky.
One all. That was good of you, Becky, considering he's your opponent. Okay, final one, because I enjoyed it very much yesterday. Is our Facebook group or not round?
Yes.
Do you join any new Facebook groups today, Becky?
No, not yet.
Have you, Tom?
No.
Well, you should. You got to guess if these are real Facebook groups or if I made them up. Let's go. First one. Because I read Twilight, I have unrealistic expectations in men.
What, that they will be like a vampire? No. I'm going to say no.
Tom?
Yes.
Tom gets the point. That is real.
Get in.
Yeah, get in. 30 things to do in an exam when you know you're going to fail it anyways.
Yes, that sounds a good one.
True
I'm
or
saying
not?
That's true, yeah.
Tom?
I think so as well, true.
You both get a point. That is real. Another Farmville invite and I will kill your animals and burn your crops.
Do you know, my mum is the worst for Farmville.
And what is the point of that?
Then she joined Cafe World. The only one she's not on is like Mafia Wars or whatever it is. But at the time, and then the funny thing, the other week, my boyfriend's mum said to him, can you tell Becky that I've cleaned out her chicken coop and but she needs to water her whatever it was. And he came home and told me, and he was like, what is she on about? I was like, oh God, Farmville.
So is that a real one or not?
Yes, I think that's real because it does send me to the point of I'm on the edge sometimes when I get those.
Tom?
Yeah, I think it is as well.
That's real. You can see that actually being real. Dear Rose, Jack totally could have fit on that damn door with you.
No. Is that Titanic?
Yeah.
No.
Tom?
Yes, I think it is.
It's real. Come on, Tom. Cheese. God's gift to man.
Yes, real, that's got to be real.
Real Facebook group or not?
I need to be one of the admins on that.
What do you think? Is that real?
Yeah, it's real, yeah.
Tom?
No, I don't think that is.
Becky gets a point. It's real.
Yes.
Next one. Facebook group or not? I'm racist against orange people.
No.
Not real. Tom?
No, I think you made that one up.
Both wrong, it's real.
Oh.
How very rude.
Have you ever been affected by this?
What, racism?
Yeah, to orange people.
Yes.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it.
Were you banned from going back in the tanning salon?
Don't want to talk about it.
It's really upset you, isn't it? Just tone it down a bit, you'll be fine.
Next one. No, I don't care if I die at 12 a.m. I refuse to pass on your chain letter. Tom?
Yeah, I'm going for it.
No, I think chain letters are well 80s.
They're still on.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had one in ages.
It's
don't
real.
Send me them. Don't send me them. Don't send
God,
me them.
Do not send them.
They're bad. You should
really
never
bad.
Listen to them.
But that is a real Facebook group. I use my cell phone to see in the dark. Tom, real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yes, because I do every night.
I do a lot. Something really bad happened to me recently involving that, and I can't remember what it exactly
I just need to
was.
Get one of those little Thomas the Tank things you plug into the wall, you know, that for kids. I just need to get one of them.
What happened to me? It involved falling over, and I remember trying to see in the, anyway, with my phone. If 100,000 people join this group, I slam my in a door. Real or not real?
I hope it's real.
No, why would you want to do that?
It's real. They were all real.
How would you do that anyway? Because the door... you'd have to have... How would you get to go? I can't work out the logistics of that.
Here's some nice...
Oh, I know. Stand slightly to the side
That's
of the door
it.
And then... Okay.
We've all done it. Here's some nice music while I, Carol Vorderman, work out the scores. Mm-mm.
24, 10.
Yes, Tom, you've won.
Oh, not again.
Get in there.
Get in. So we'll speak to you on actual Monday afternoon.
Thanks, Scott. That's great.
Loving your work. Have an amazing weekend.
I'm living the dream.
Living
Thank you
the
so
dream.
Much.
Oh, what's a curtain?
Podcast. And now, the Posh Radio 4 lady reading out the stuff that you've been saying this week on Dear Scott. First one.
Hi, Scott. Beck Meister, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. I just wanted to let you know that my old maths teacher won the New Zealand version of MasterChef.
Wow. That's quite a claim to fame, that.
It's well good having a famous teacher.
Yeah.
Please put this on the podcast. It's the only way I'll be able to hear it.
No worries.
Love you. You complete me. Yours in cheese. Eloise, age 10, off of Phuket, Thailand. Oh. If you are wondering, yes, I do have a pool. And the Danny Minogue weather forecast is...
Oh, hang on.
...31 degrees with lots of sun.
Okay, a bit jealous.
I wanted more info on the teacher.
Yeah, you've got a 10-year-old listener in Phuket, which is nice, does have a pool, and it's sunny and 31 degrees. Thanks for the Danny cast. She doesn't do them on her Twitter anymore, I think she stopped. Okay, next.
Has no one else commented about Jamelia not being able to cast her vote? Should not happen in the UK. Cheers, Robin.
Wow. See, until we got that email, I had absolutely no idea that one of the people who was locked out and couldn't vote from the polling stations was Jamelia. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That is awful. That shouldn't happen in the UK. In fact, I think in future, well, it should have happened this time, they should get preferential treatment because they're pop stars. And they should get, like, a VIP wristband to the polling station. And they should be always allowed to vote first. Because I think pop stars' votes should count more than they obviously do. That is a travesty.
Is this all celebs or just pop stars?
All pop stars. In fact, they should have... I'd go as far as to say they should have two votes. Because they're pop stars.
You're giving Lee from Blue two votes.
Yeah, and Jamelia. Next.
OMG.
Esperanto Conference 2010.
There's an Esperanto conference. What, all about coffee, is it?
Is it?
Well, don't look it like that.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Speakers of Esperanto, the international language, will hear of the growing interest in the language when they meet in Hlandadno this weekend on the 14th to the 17th of May. Hlandadno will host this year's National Esperanto Conference at the prestigious Imperial Hotel on the seafront. Esperanto speakers from Britain will attend, as well as participants from 10 other nations. Brian.
Oh, it's the Esperanto language, Esperanto.
What country is that from?
I don't know. Is it from Esperanto land?
Esperanto land? Where's that? Is that made up?
Esperantia.
Esperantia? Whereabouts is that?
I don't know. Is it not like a... weird version of Spanish. Does anyone speak Esperanto? Do you know what's annoying? It's what? In Llandudno. If it was not this weekend, but the weekend after in Wales, we would have been able to go to the Esperanto class because we'll be there for Big Weekend. How annoying.
We wouldn't have understood what on earth was going on because neither of us speak it, but I'm sure we'd have had a nice cup of tea.
Yeah. No, no one speaks Esperanto on the text so far. Next.
The bar is called Wax. I can't remember what was in a Knowles in the hole, unfortunately, but I remember Becky said she probably wouldn't like it. Lee, Birmingham.
Oh, thanks, Lee. This is when we had Nick Knowles on the show and we were saying before that there's a bar in Nottingham that does a cocktail called Knowles in the Hole. And Becky was saying that she'd never had one.
No, because I thought you were going to make me have one live when he was in and I don't like drinking when I'm at work.
No.
I'm not allowed to drink when I'm at work. Sorry. It's not that I don't like it. I'm sure I'm not allowed.
I'm sure I'd love it, but the bosses just don't seem to let me. Okay, well, thanks for letting us know about the Knowles in the Hole. That's all good.
Dear Scott, Do you realise it will probably be cheaper for you to pay Busted to not get back together than to buy wine for everybody? Emma, Stockport.
You might be right, because that might happen, and I did promise that I would buy everybody in the UK a bottle of wine if Busted got back together, but I did say the original members, and Charlie is not doing it, it's just the other two, James and Matt, so I think I'm clear, we've discussed this already. But yeah, you're right. If I was to be kept to that, then it would be cheaper to just buy Busted out from the wine deal. Next.
Hello. This is the first time I've listened to your show on my laptop and decided to watch the webcam. How do you manage to sit so still for so long? You've been staring at that screen for ages. Also, I do feel you could have made a bit more of an effort and dressed up for my first viewing. Anyway, have a lovely evening. Smiley. Tracy, off of Conwy, North Wales.
Tracy, we don't need to dress up, we're on the radio.
I tell you what, the one that doesn't speak has come in looking well posh today, and Becky's just been on the text asking if he's going on a date with the PR4L.
The one that doesn't speak today is looking the poshest I've ever seen him look. He is really smart, and I've just found out why. Because he is going to the Classical Brit Awards tonight.
What's he nominated for?
Well, I think he thinks that he's going to win for Swanee Whistle.
Bless him.
And then we'll be asked to do something on stage, I mean, some kind of musical number, with Mylene Klass.
Bless him.
I didn't even know there was a Classical Brit Awards. But if there is, then you should win him, one that doesn't speak, for this one. Winner is the one that doesn't speak. Well, you have a lovely time, the Classical Brit Awards tonight. He really thinks he's going to win. Look, he's so excited.
I think that's just because of the prospect of meeting Mylene.
Apparently there's not a country called Esperantia. Thanks for that.
It's a made-up language.
Using pieces of other languages and is proposed as an international standard. That's from Dull Ian, going for dinner. Thanks for that, Dull Ian. Anything else you want to know? Anything else you want to tell us? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. Sometimes, dear Scott, really isn't education.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.